electric cars. Stuck in traffic. You grab your lunch and your backpack and then head out the door before you see it. Rounding the corner and turning down your street. You hear the
rumble
of its engine. It's the school bus. The other kids on your block are already waiting at the bus stop. You run and get in line just as the bus is pulling up. As you wait for your schoolmates to board ahead of you, you feel the heat from the exhaust warming your legs and taste the
fumes
as they enter your nose and mouth. You finally climb aboard, find your favorite seat, and glance out the window as the bus
accelerates
from the curb. It seems as though only a moment has passed before the bus stops. Taking a look out the window, you begin to understand why cars and trucks and motorcycles are everywhere, but none of them are moving. You are in traffic jam. The noise is so loud that you cannot hear the kid across from you. Wonder when the racket will end.
Surprisingly
smelly noisy traffic could have ended a long time ago if the invention of the electric cars had gained more
popularity.
What is the electric car? Electric cars began their life in the 1830s with a man named Rupert Anderson of Scotland. He invented the first electric carriage. A fellow Scotsman,
Robert Davidson,
and an American, Thomas Devonport, create electric vehicles in 1842 that used electric
cells
as a power source. These cells could not be recharged, which meant the power source had to be replaced often. Two Frenchmen, Gaston Flynn in 1865 and Camille Fer in 1881, created and improved upon a power source that had better
storage capacity
and was rechargeable. The lead acid battery.
Acid.